KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Two suspects killed in a shootout with police in Inanda, north of Durban, were wanted for a series of crimes, including murdering a SAPS officer. Police, who were following up on intelligence about the suspect's whereabouts, were led to a house in Maplazini last night. KZN SAPS spokesperson Robert Nechiwunda says the duo was also wanted for attempted murder and a string of armed robberies. He says officers instructed the suspects to open the door when they arrived at the house.
The suspects responded with gunshots toward police officers from inside the house, and police were left with no choice but return fire in self-defense. A firearm whose cell number was fired off was found in the possession of the suspects. No police officer was injured during the shootout.
KZN Cocktail says its investigations into troubled municipalities in the province should be completed by the end of the month. The probe was launched in March with a focus on Msunduzi, Kwanongoma and Kwatuguza municipalities, which are currently under administration. In Kwatuguza, the investigation is looking into allegations of maladministration and irregularities in the awarding of three tenders. Cocktail's head of department, Dr. Joey Krishnan, briefed the KZN legislature yesterday. She said while the investigation's advancing in Nongoma and Kwatuguza, progress has been slow in Msunduzi.
We were met with resistance in terms of the provision of documentation. The municipality is considering its legal recourse in respect of the investigation.
And in Gauteng, Ekurhuleni Mayor Nkosindiphile Qhakaza has urged communities to remain patient following the torching of the Germiston Home Affairs building. Speaking outside the site yesterday, he condemned the burning of government property, calling it an intolerable act of vandalism and arson. Qhakaza says police are also pursuing those involved.
This facility saves so many of our communities in terms of all the home affairs services, issuance of passport, IDs, birth certificates. It will really be inconveniencing our communities, the fact that now they have to go elsewhere to actually get the home affairs services.
And Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un have vowed to strengthen cooperation in the future. Putin and Kim spoke telephonically yesterday. The call comes days before the summit between Putin and Donald Trump in Alaska over the war in Ukraine. Ukraine's president is warning he's not prepared to hand over eastern Ukraine to Russia in exchange for a ceasefire deal. Trump has suggested land swaps will be on the table when he meets Putin on Friday. European leaders will have a virtual meeting with the US president about the war in Ukraine today. They're then expected to talk to Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance in a second round of the conference call. They've warned that peace can't be imposed on the country and that Volodymyr Zelensky should be involved in talks. The top story this hour, two suspects killed in a shootout with police in Inanda were wanted for a series of crimes, including murdering a SAPS officer. Police were led to a house in Maplazini last night. Find more news at ecr.co.za by clicking on the news and traffic tab. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.